Wanted to thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And what I'd like to do to get started on the show before I kind of dive into what we're going to be talking about today is I want to go ahead and share the scripture verse out of Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you, and he will not leave you or forsake you." You know what? And I needed to hear that verse, actually. How many of you have either helped someone that was on the side of the road, car was... they had their blinkers on, maybe you stopped it and you helped them. Or you've heard of like horror stories of people that stopped and helped someone. There was a pastor not that long ago, last year, in one of the towns close to me, stopped and helped someone and got killed. You know, that's in the back of my mind. It's like, what if that's the time I stop and I help someone and I don't make it. They take me out or something, you know? It's a thought that crosses my mind, but I also need to realize that in those times, if something happens, you know, we're still serving Jesus Christ. We are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you know? And death is not the end. As long as you know the Lord, you obey his commandments, his laws, and you repent daily, you know, then you have nothing to fear. But if you don't obey his commandments, you don't repent daily, and you hold unforgiveness toward people and anger and sin in your heart, then you got something to be worried about. You know, then you're not going to get to heaven. There's a very high probability you'll be in hell. Hell and heaven is actually real, folks. It's real. But a lot of people, they don't want to think about hell. They don't want to conquer or, you know, or research or ask God about it, you know, or read the Bible and learn about it. It's not a smorgasbord. You can't just pick and choose what you want. And this is what I wanted to kind of talk about on today's show, is stop being a smorgasbord Christian. Stop cherry picking. Stop cherry picking the Bible and picking and choosing, you know, what parts of the Bible you're going to listen to, what parts you're going to not listen to, and, you know, what you want to do. And a lot of people that cherry pick and treat it as a smorgasbord, you know, it's like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go in there and like a buffet, I'm going to fill up on this, fill up on that, and then I'm going to leave that out. Because I want to be in your mind, your head, you're like, I want to be in my sin. I love that, you know. Maybe you're addicted to pornography. Maybe you're addicted to sexual morality. Maybe you're addicted to homosexuality, you know, or maybe you're addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, you know. Maybe you're addicted to lying or cheating on your spouse, you know, and you're like, well, nope. I'll pick that, I'll choose that, and that's not what it's about. That's not the life, living the authentic life of Jesus Christ. It's not about cherry picking. It's not about a smorgasbord. It's not like a buffet. You just eat whatever you want. When you partake of Jesus, you partake of everything about Christ. From commandments to how he treated people, how he loved people, you know, the examples that he left for you and for me. That's the kind of life that we need to live. When we are authentically following Christ, then that's what it means is to go full force, 100%. Not be a cherry picker in your life. Not pick and choose. I have seen too many people in my life. I've done it myself. I think we're all guilty of it at some point in our walk with Jesus Christ. In our walk with God. We choose to pick and select the things that we want. And we don't stop and think, what does Jesus want for you? What is His will for your life? Because I'll be honest with all of you. Jesus Christ's will for each and every person out there, His will is for every person to go to heaven. He doesn't want anyone in hell. Jesus doesn't want you to pick and choose. He wants you to pick up your cross daily and to follow Him. 100% of your life, every single day. Don't pray every day. Repent every day. Not when you just feel like it. There are a lot of times I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like doing that. So you know what I've actually done when it comes to, you know, I try to pray when I'm thinking about God. I try to pray either when I'm in the shower. I try to pray before bed. You know, at some point I try to pray and I try to give back and communicate with God, because communicating with God is so important. Am I perfect at it? Do I fail at times? Absolutely. But that's why we can say, you know what, God, I messed up. I'm sorry. I didn't pray yesterday. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for not praying enough. You know, please forgive me for messing up. You know, and not doing this the way I should be doing it. For not stopping for that person to check on them. Just because I'm afraid that, you know, I might get shot or something, you know? I mean, the attitude that we need to have is that Jesus is with us no matter what. And if it's not our time to go, then He'll take care of us. And even then, if it is our time to go, you know, if we're in the arms of Jesus, He's got us. We'll be with Him for eternity. Forever. You know? Someone that loved us so much that He died for us. That He died for you. He died for your children's children. Your grandkids, your nephews, your nieces, your cousins, your uncles, your aunts, the strangers, your family members. He died for all of us. So we need to authentically live and start living the Christian life. The Christian life is to follow Jesus Christ. Not follow TV. Not follow the President of the United States or any other leader. Not to follow your video games. Not to follow what's trending on social media. But to follow Jesus Christ. And if you mess up, repent. Repent. I'm a human, flawed, born to sin, inherent nature of sin, man. You know, I'm a sinner. But you know what? When I realize I've done something wrong, I need to ask for forgiveness. That's what it should be about. It should be about stop being a smorgasbord Christian, buffet Christian, pick and choosing what you want, cherry picking Christian, and be a sold out Christian and sold out follower of Jesus Christ, of your Heavenly Father. Sold out. 100%. 100%. So, I'd like to go ahead and pray for you all. You know, right now, just go ahead and just pray. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for everybody. I want to pray for hearts to be lined up. I want to pray for anyone that's not living the authentic life, you know, or anyone that has messed up or messes up. Please, even if it's me, you know, I say, reprimand me, you know, convict my heart. Convict everyone's heart, all of your children's heart, if they are not living according to the lifestyle that they need to be living for you. You know, wake them up and say, hello, wake up. You know, it's all about, and I pray for strength and courage for them to live the authentic lifestyle of serving you. Of being the arms and feet and vessels of Jesus. You know, being the branches that bear fruit. Kingdom building builders. Building the kingdom of God one person at a time. Amen. Well, I want to just ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And for any of you that haven't had the opportunity, I'm going to give you all the opportunity after this to give your life to Jesus Christ and to repent and to ask Him to be your, ask Him in your heart and be your Savior. So, like I said, that'll be after this. Don't be left in the dark without electricity in the event of a solar flare, in event of a major lightning strike surge in your house, or even an EMP strike. You heard it. Why be without power when there's an EMP? With EMP Shield, they give you the technology that you can protect your house, you can protect your solar system, your generator, and even your car as well too. Don't be one of those that has no way to provide power for their family or a running vehicle in the event that you need to get somewhere. Go ahead and use coupon code JEB. That's JEB. Or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. And you can should still be able to get the coupon code. If not, you can still enter it just to make sure that it's still there. We do get a commission. So any commissions will go and help the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. And we'll continue so I can reach more people for the kingdom of God. So I just want to, I'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. And, you know, just like I said, you know, don't be one of the ones that you and your family are without electricity. You do have the coupon code JEB. I'll even link that. I'll put that in the description for you as well, too. Or you can share the coupon code with your family and friends and other people so that they can go ahead and get their $50 off. And that's multiple devices. So if you buy multiple devices, then you get $50 off on both of those devices. So that's a huge win-win right there. Because if you have two cars, you might as well get both of them protected and and get your house protected at the same time. So, but I wanted to go ahead and give you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ if you have not had that opportunity. So let's go ahead and pray and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I ask that you come into my heart. Please forgive me for my sins. Please wash me with your blood and wash my sins away, Lord. Please come into my heart, come into my life. Be my Lord, be my King of Kings. Guide and direct me in all the days of my life. And I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If you said that prayer, then you are a born-again Christian if you authentically meant it. But it doesn't stop there. This is not a get-out-of-jail sin card, you know, where you just keep on sinning. No, 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 no. Christ forgive you for your sins that you've committed in the present and the past and what you asked for, but you continually need to live the authentic lifestyle of Jesus Christ and His will. You know, and repent daily. You repent more than once a day if you need to, go ahead. You know, ask. God's not going to get mad at you if you ask for forgiveness 7 times, you know, throughout the day. Even if you didn't do anything, you know, He's still going to forgive you. It's better to make sure that you are forgiven, but you're authentic about turning around, not going to do that anymore. You know, with not the pretension of knowing that, you know what, I ask forgiveness, something that I can go back on Tuesday and go lie to that person or go sleep with your neighbor's wife. You know, that's not what it's about. It's not about continuing the lifestyle of sin. It's continuing authentic lifestyle of being a servant of Jesus Christ and following His word, you know, every single day. Even when you don't feel like it. So just want to thank you all. I want to thank any new supporters, new listeners to the podcast show. You know, the Live Better Jason Beck Show. This wouldn't be possible without any of you. You know, wherever you're at. Just want to let you know I love you all from the bottom of my heart. Praying for y'all. And please share, like, subscribe, you know, follow, whatever, wherever. Yeah, and I just want to thank you all. And I will catch you all in the... Oh, one more thing before I go. If you want to help support the show on a monthly basis, you also have that opportunity that you can do that as well, too. I will try to go ahead and link that in the description box. If not, you can always go back to one of my previous episodes. I know my previous episode should have that as well, too, or some of my other previous episodes. You can go back, you know, and check to see how you can support the show on a monthly basis as well, too. Or you can also, you know, donate, you know, through PayPal as well, too. I'll leave that in the description box below as well, too. So, you know, any ministry that I'm doing is not a 501c3 ministry. I just wanted to let you all know. But, you know, this is the ministry that God has called me to, you know, to help to reach people online. And that's what I'm doing, you know, to be here for each and every one of you all. So God bless, love you all, and Happy New Year's as well, too. All right, bye-bye.